The grieving orca mother carrying her dead calf through Puget Sound has captivated the world, and it's led many people to ask, what can be done to save this endangered species? Governor Inslee's Orca Recovery Task Force meets tomorrow in Wenatchee to come up with solutions. Laura Blackmore will be there. She's deputy director of the Puget Sound Partnership. She told me she's hopeful, but acknowledges the work that lies ahead will be difficult.
There are a number of issues that are controversial, as I'm sure you're aware. And I think that being bold enough to do the right thing to recover these creatures will require people to dig deep and to make decisions that are potentially uncomfortable.
Well, Laura, a lot of your work is focused on salmon recovery in Puget Sound. So tell us what needs to happen in order for orcas to have enough salmon to eat.
First of all, we have got to ramp up our restoration of habitat here in Puget Sound. We've lost a ton of estuary habitat and our shoreline habitat, and we have got to restore that so that the fish have a place to live and eat and grow. And we have a lot of really excellent projects that are all teed up and ready to go, and we just need the funding to get that done. But that's a long-term prospect, right? If you restore habitat tomorrow, it will take 5 or 10 years for the fish to come back. So in the meantime, for orcas, I think we have to look at ramping up hatchery production, but we have to do that in a way that is smart.
And I understand ramping up hatchery production is controversial. Tell us why.
If you put a whole bunch of hatchery fish in the river at the same time as the wild fish are coming down, you might actually create a situation in which the hatchery fish can outcompete the wild fish. So the bottom line is we have to be asking ourselves a whole bunch of questions about where in Puget Sound do we have, A, the physical capacity in the hatchery to increase production, but B, the habitat capacity to make sure that when we are putting the hatchery fish in the river, they're not going to outcompete the wild fish. But if we can ask those questions and answer them in a way that we trust, that will enable us to grow a whole bunch of fish for our orcas.
You know, the people on the governor's task force represent a variety of interests. You've got the tribes, politicians will be there, farmers, of course. What are the big tension points that you're expecting to come up tomorrow?
So there are several. First, whether or not we should remove the Snake River dams. There are a number of people who believe that removing those dams is the number one thing we can do to improve salmon recovery in the Snake River. And then there are people who disagree with them. So that's one thing. The other is whether or not to ramp up hatchery production here in Puget Sound and elsewhere around the state. The third is predation, both in the Columbia River, where sea lions have been an issue at the dams, but also here in Puget Sound, where the harbor seal population in particular has grown exponentially since the 1970s, and they are implicated as being creatures that eat a lot of salmon. And then lastly, of course, whether to do anything about harvest of Chinook salmon. And as you may know, it is still currently possible to catch Chinook salmon, particularly out in the ocean. And there are tribal harvests still as well. And so those things can be controversial.
Laura, I don't have to tell you that this story about the orcas in Puget Sound has captured the world's attention. What is something about orca recovery that perhaps we don't understand as well as we should?
I think the main thing that people need to understand that Puget Sound is in trouble. One of the things that we struggle with here in my agency, which is charged with bringing Puget Sound back to health, is that when you stand and look at Puget Sound, it is an amazingly beautiful place. Stand anywhere downtown Seattle, anywhere in the Olympics, on Orcas Island, wherever you might happen to be, and you see the sunlight glinting on the water, the ferries going back and forth. It is gorgeous. And I know a lot of people are moving here from all over the country because this is such a wonderful place to live. And we are working very hard every day, and it's incredibly difficult to figure out how we are going to protect this place, restore this place, so that it is the beautiful place that we all call home now and into the future.
At this point, do you have hope that the critically endangered orca population can be saved?
We are smart, smart people here in Puget Sound. We are creative. We are innovative. We can come up with ways to save these creatures. What we need is the political will and the time to do it right. Because as the governor said, we don't get a do-over. We have one chance to do this, and the time is now. So yes, I do have hope.
Laura Blackmore is deputy director of the Puget Sound Partnership, a state agency tasked with recovering the health of Puget Sound. Laura, thank you for your time today.
You're so welcome, Kim. Thank you.
The Orca Recovery Task Force meets tomorrow in Wenatchee.